Broadcasting from within the borders of the greatest success story the world has ever known, the United States of America. It's time for an honest discussion from a fresh, new conservative voice. The C.L. Bryant Show.
The C.L. Bryant Show is on the air. Stay tuned. Well, it is Monday again, and I certainly hope that you made it through the weekend without embarrassing your children or disgracing your family. I'm glad that you're here with me for another edition, another week of the C.L. Bryant Show, and I want to thank God for bringing us safely through the weekend. If you're listening to the show, evidently you made it. I am C.L. Bryant, and I want to thank you again for being there, and it is a great day in the USA, and we're broadcasting throughout the fruited plains of the greatest nation on the face of the planet. That would be America. Yeah, the greatest success story the world has ever known. And today we celebrate 230 years of the signing of the United States Constitution. 39 signers of the Constitution. 39, 56 of the Declaration of Independence, 39 signers of the Constitution. And friends, that was in September, that was on September the 17th, 1787, 230 years ago yesterday. So that signing was 230 and one day away from where we are today. And the question, I guess, is how far away are we from that day in spirit and in the truth of what our nation is about and who we are as an American people. We'll talk more about that as the show goes on here today. The guest at the bottom of the hour will be none other than our good friend of the show as well, Dr. Marlene McMillan. Why Liberty Matters. Yes, her seminar, online seminar that she does around the country, around the world, is, and we want to talk to her about the Constitution. And, you know, it is amazing how the words of one world, or New World Order, is being thrashed around. I want to ask her the question, how does that relate to the original ideal of the Constitution? And America is an idea. America is not a religion. It's not even a government. America is an idea. Yeah, our Constitution is a form of government. It's a paradigm formed from the Articles of Confederation as we had before the Constitution was signed. But America is an idea. And friends, the idea that it was meant to be has gone greatly astray. And so we're going to talk about that today. We look at what the happenings over the weekend of St. Louis. It's amazing how you have your calm days and you have your destructive nights. I just can't see, though, how kicking out windows of sushi shops and or sushi restaurants and defacing libraries and that type thing, I don't see how that can translate into peaceful protest. And I would dare say that most of the people that are doing the heinous things that are going on, the violence that's going on in St. Louis, probably had no connection whatsoever to the community. No, they don't have any connection to that community. And it's amazing as well to think that they don't have any idea of the hardship that they're causing on small business. Small business makes the country go round. Small business makes our American world go round. And when you are a small business owner and you have to replace a storefront window, let's just say you're leasing the place. It costs $1,000 to replace that window. Somebody gets less hours on their paycheck for that. When small business has to close up early, normally open until 10 o'clock, but they close at 5 or 6, and you're a restaurant, somebody is getting less money. And many times those somebodies are the people who need the money the most, or they wouldn't be working in a sushi restaurant. Nothing wrong with working in a sushi restaurant. It's just a matter of economics. You work where you can. Except for the sushi owner. The help there in the sushi restaurant, they are most likely working there because that's where they can work. And so all of this vandalism, vandalizing libraries, vandalizing sushi shops and small businesses, print shops, and small businesses in the St. Louis areas because someone did not like the verdict given by a judge is counterproductive to what we as Americans should all be about. We're going to talk about that. Also, there's an effort in California. Well, the effort is definitely out. The cat's out of the bag now. The effort to scold the president, President Trump, is definitely out of the bag. California decided, well, we will bypass any type of presidential edicts or orders, executive orders. We'll make our entire state a sanctuary state. Yeah, the California legislation voted to make the entire state a sanctuary state. A big safe space for people who are in this country illegally. That's what California has become. We're going to talk to California Ted Hayes at the top of the next hour. California Ted Hayes will come on at 6:06 Eastern. Well, now it'll be 7:06 Eastern, 6:06 Central. So you want to stay tuned for him, and you certainly want to stay tuned for our conversation with Dr. Marlene McMillan coming up at the bottom of the hour. To give you an idea of what California is talking about in making themselves a sanctuary state, they are going to not cooperate with ICE agents in letting them know when illegal immigrants have beaten their wives, gotten out of jail, and this is the one that really gets me. They're not going to report to authorities, federal or otherwise, any robbery that an illegal immigrant would commit under $1,000. So if you're an illegal immigrant, you just got a carte blanche if you're living in the state of California. Oh, you can rob, right? I guess if you got $1,000 on you and the illegal immigrant wants to avoid being turned in, he gives you back a dollar of your $1,000 and it's under $1,999. My good buddy Herman Cain was talking about. Don't have to report it to ICE. Even if they're released from jail, and hey, they're going to put aside, California's broke, keep that in mind. California is broke. People are leaving there in droves, and now you know why. But they're going to put aside $45 million for the legal defense fund of illegal immigrants who might need to defend themselves in order to stay in this country. Illegal aliens who need to defend themselves will be using $45 million of taxpayers' money in the state of California to defend themselves, and the Dreamers will have 20 million to use if they want to go to school. Not so bad where you live, is it? If you're not living in California, not so bad, is it? That's what's going on, folks. That's what's going on. And the bill also wants the president to apologize for being a racist. Yeah. Wants him to apologize for being a racist. Do any of you remember Kate Steinle? You know, Kate Steinle walking on the pier there in San Francisco with her father when she was shot dead in front of him by an illegal alien? Huh? California is now a haven. This guy was deported five times. Came back five times. Kill State Kate Steinle. An American citizen. Yeah. And we ask the question, is there a new world order? Oh, there's certainly a new world order in the lives of Californians who think they've actually done something good by unleashing upon themselves the fury of anarchy. Are all illegal aliens criminals? Yes. Oh, get mad about it if you want to. But the very nature of the conversation lends itself to the fact that they are breaking a law. To what degree? Who knows? But we know what degrees they have committed crime. And folks, some will say, well, we have Americans who commit crimes. That's exactly why we don't need to make illegal aliens comfy and at home, because we have enough problems already of our own. I'm C.L. Bryant. We'll be back with more of the C.L. Bryant Show when I return. The bottom of the hour coming up, Dr. Marlene McMillan will be on with me. You don't want to go anywhere. It's going to be a gangbuster show, I promise it. Back in just a couple of minutes.
Like yesterday, but it was long ago. Jane, it was lovely. She was the queen of my night. There in the darkness with the radio.
Chevy Land on Uri Drive in Shreveport is proud to showcase the technological advances and innovations now available on every new Chevrolet car and truck. Behind the wheel of a new Chevrolet is to know where you are, where you're going, how long it'll take to get there. Chevy Land, your full-service Chevrolet dealership for more than 50 years.
Red State Talk Radio is now available as a voice command on your Amazon Echo and Echo Dot by simply saying, Alexa, play Red State Talk Radio.
Red State Talk Radio on TuneIn.
Turn to every single American. Now, we've been hearing all these stories about sanctuary cities that...
You can now find us on the Amazon Echo and Echo Dot, on TuneIn, on iHeartRadio, and we also have the phone apps in the App Store for your particular phone. And just in case we activated your Echo Dot, Alexa, stop.
Yoakum Toyota believes in the American way of life, the American free enterprise system, and the exceptionalism of our people who have made America the greatest nation in all of world history. Yoakum Toyota believes that now is the time for all who believe in the American dream to reclaim the values of freedom, personal initiative, and unencumbered economic opportunity. Yoakum Toyota, on Burt Coons in Shreveport.
CL, back with you on this Monday here across the fruited plains of the greatest nation on the face of the planet. And if you're listening to me in my home cities, the jeweled cities of the Architect, Shreveport and Bossier City. You are listening to me on 90.7 FM. If someone hasn't found me since we've gotten into this new home, give them a call. Let them know. 90.7 FM. And across the fruited plains of America, Red State, Red State Talk Radio, coast to coast, is where you can find me. Download the free Red State Radio app from your app store and the free C.L. Bryant Show app as well. Now, man, it always happens. People get upset when you call it like it is. Are illegal aliens criminals? Yeah. Yeah. The question, are illegal aliens criminals? Yes. There's not a question in that. There's no doubt about it. How should they be handled? They should be handled by the letter of the law, because that's the way you'd be handled. But when we're looking at what California has done, let me tell you what California has done. California has actually placed the illegal alien, who is a criminal, by the very fact that they are illegal aliens, above the citizens of their state. Itemize it by saying that they will not cooperate with certain law enforcement agencies in turning them in when they commit crimes. You can be robbed by an illegal alien. It's in the law. Up to $1,000, and they're not going to turn them over to ICE to get them out of here. If an illegal alien beats his wife, they're not going to be turned over when they're released from jail. They're not going to be turned over. They are actually placing them above the citizens of their state, because they will not do that for you. You let your wife, listen, you go out and rob somebody. Let it be $10. Take a dollar from them. You rob somebody of a dollar, hey, you ought to go to jail. Hey, something wrong with you. And this is the question: why would they put that in the statute, in the bill, if in fact they don't know that that is a problem? The wife beating part, same thing. They are evidently going to jail and getting out because they're putting it in the statute. They're not going to let anybody know when they get out of jail. Huh? Think about it. They put in things into the statute that they know, into this law that they already know exist. We have enough problems of our own, Americans, without having to deal with the problems of illegal aliens. Yes, we as Americans do commit crimes. Yes, we do break laws. That's exactly why we don't need any more problems. This is a problem. And now, check this out. Have you heard of the universal basic income? Well, it is an idea that very well could become law as well. And it is an idea that not only are progressive liberals wanting to see enacted, but it is a law that some fiscal conservatives say is a very good idea. The universal basic income would give to every qualified American And it's still very smoky, very nebulous as to what that means. $20,000 a year. Yeah. They're saying that that would be much more conducive and advantageous than welfare. Just give them everybody who's qualified, and that has to be defined, $20,000 a year. I guess you know what that leads to as far as a society is concerned. Oh, there's no longer a need to teach a man to fish, is it? No, because you're giving him the fish. No longer a need for that, but what it will also do is increase substandard housing. Substandard housing in a substandard marketplace, creating substandard people. Creating substandard people, because the thing is, when a person sits on the porch too long, when he sits on the couch too long, and he doesn't get up and hit a lick at a snake, even though the snake is going to threaten his being, when he doesn't do that, he becomes real sorry. A human being, if idle and have the means to remain idle, they become sorry. That's the word we use in this. They become real sorry real quick. It takes away a man's ambition. Takes away people's ambitions. You see, some people only aspire to make get-by money. Are you hearing me? How long do you let your brother sleep on your couch before you tell him that he has to get his own couch? How long do you let them stay in your apartment before you tell them they got to get out and get their own place? How long does that happen? Well, according to what is they're trying to push into the specter of Americanism, according to this, you let them stay there perpetually. They are courting our young people to become worthless. They are actually putting a price tag on what value they expect out of those who are underprivileged. And they are actually setting a template to keep the underprivileged sedated, pacified, because remember what I told you. I speak this around the nation. The slave does not seek freedom if they can have comfort. The inconvenience, the hard work, the sweat that goes into succeeding at something that your hands can do are stymied, and they're retarded when people give you your living. I have seen many a wealthy young men that I have known in my lifetime who were pampered and given their living without them understanding how to make it on their own. I have seen many of them become just as worthless as any bum on the street. Absolutely worthless. That is where this conversation, that is where this American conversation is headed if we don't wake up and understand that there is a design, a method to this madness. Yes, there is. There's a design to undermine the core values of this nation that was founded upon the principle of keeping what you earn. Now it's being turned into getting and receiving what others have earned, believing that you are owed that. That is a formula for disaster of any society that you can point to. It is a formula for disaster to any society that will embrace the idea that you are owed a living, that you are owed health care. You're not owed that. You are owed housing. You're not owed that. I'm CL. We're going to return with Dr. Marlene McMillan on this 230th celebration of the signing of the American Constitution. Keep in mind that 78 years after that, slaves were free. I'm back in a minute.
Are lifted high, our hearts are bowing in reverence.
Chevy Land on Uri Drive in Shreveport is proud to showcase the technological advances and innovations now available on every new Chevrolet car and truck. Behind the wheel of a new Chevrolet is to know where you are, where you're going, how long it'll take to get there. Chevy Land, your full-service Chevrolet dealership for more than 50 years.
Red State Talk Radio is now available as a voice command on your Amazon Echo and Echo Dot by simply saying, Alexa, play Red State Talk Radio.
Red State Talk Radio on TuneIn.
Turn to every single American. Now, we've been hearing all these stories about sanctuary cities that...
You can now find us on the Amazon Echo and Echo Dot, on TuneIn, on iHeartRadio, and we also have the phone apps in the App Store for your particular phone. And just in case we activated your Echo Dot, Alexa, stop.
Yoakum Toyota believes in the American way of life, the American free enterprise system, and the exceptionalism of our people who have made America the greatest nation in all of world history. Yoakum Toyota believes that now is the time for all who believe in the American dream to reclaim the values of freedom, personal initiative, and unencumbered economic opportunity. Yoakum Toyota, on Burt Coons in Shreveport.
You thought I was worth saving, so you came and changed my life. So you cleaned me up inside. You thought I was to die for. So you sacrificed your life.
CL, it is Monday throughout the fruited plains of the greatest nation on the face of the earth. And yes, it is still a great day in the USA. Was wanting to get a good buddy of mine, Nick Adams, on the show today. You would have seen him on Fox and Friends earlier, way early this morning. And Nick is from Australia. He's an Aussie who is now an American. He knows, and it's strange how people from other countries, when they become American citizens, they are on fire for the greatness. And they understand the greatness of our nation in ways that people who were living 100 years ago as citizens, people who came here 100 years ago, and even going back 150 years, once the freed slaves knew that they now had an opportunity to enjoy the fruits of their labor and keep what they earned. What they wanted was more of that type of freedom. And as the great-grandson of former slaves, I'm on the radio here telling you that I stand on the shoulders of men and women who were achieving great things long before there was anything like affirmative action, long before the playing field was leveled out, strictly on the content of their character and the sweat of their brow. And Americans have been like that. This country became what it is because of people like that. So it has to be asked. The question has to be asked. Since when is that a bad thing? To work for a living? Since when do American citizens, especially its young people, who by virtue, as Nick Adams said this morning, and he put it this way, and so that all of us can understand what he's talking, they, by being born in this country compared to other countries, they won the lottery. Yeah. You didn't have to be born to wealthy parents if you were born in America, because you were born in a place where you were able and are able to create wealth. Oh, there's a many, many people who can tell you that. There are many people who will be happy to tell you that if you were born in this nation, as we celebrate this 230th anniversary of the signing of our Constitution, if you're born in this nation, you won the lottery the day that you were born here, because you were born in a place where you could create wealth. Joining me now is my friend and friend of the show, regular on the show, and she will certainly continue to be a regular on the show, and that is Dr. Marlene McMillan. WhyLibertyMatters.com. Go there and you can find out all about her, but we're going to let her tell you for herself. Welcome back to the C.L. Bryant Show, Dr. McMillan. Glad you could be with us.
Oh, it's just a joy and a delight to be with you.
Thank you so much. Dr. McMillan, we were looking at, of course, various tenets of our nation and of our Constitution. I want to ask you this question to open this. Since we're celebrating the Constitution, the signing of the Constitution on this 230th anniversary of it, did the Constitution, or does the Constitution, contain in it also an unspoken mandate to Americans that they can go about creating wealth and prosperity for themselves? Would you speak to that for our audience?
Okay, I would absolutely love to, because what we sometimes forget is that when you have opportunity, you have choice. And when choice is taken from you, when opportunity is taken from you, then you do not have the opportunity to become who you're meant to be. So what happens with this wonderful, amazing document is that it was different from the rest of the world. It was absolutely revolutionary in the magnitude of the term, because instead of it saying, we're going to have the government determine what you can and cannot do, and spelling out specifically what you can and cannot do, that is called positive law. Instead, this sounds very negative, it's called negative law. Basically, what our Constitution does is it says these are the rules. The Constitution's written for the lawmakers, not to the people. And it basically says anything else you want to do, as long as it's not breaching basically, I have to go back to the Ten Commandments and to these basic laws, have at it. Go be free. go do what you believe you're to do.
That is a wonderful way to put that. You are free. Now, explain to us again what liberty is. You are the promoter and the teacher of why liberty matters. Tell us on this Constitution Day, formerly known and still known as Citizens Day, what our liberty tells us. What is that? What is liberty?
Okay, I'm going to make a distinction between liberty and freedom. Now, liberty is the opportunity to make a choice, to assume responsibility, and here's the clincher, folks, and accept the consequences. You learn in life by making mistakes. You don't have freedom unless you have the freedom to fail. The other thing about this is that freedom doesn't entail responsibility. So if we're going to make a distinction, it's at the responsibility and accepting the consequences. So when we try to rob somebody of the opportunity to fail, and we try to rob them of learning from the cause to effect of their life choices and knowing a good choice from a bad choice, a wise choice from a stupid choice, when we do that to them, we think we're protecting them. But in reality, we're weakening them, and we're weakening the homes and the nation as a result.
And so when we look at a society, an American society that is turning its face toward entitlement, I see here that they are actually trying to put forth an idea that is called universal basic income that would give to a qualified American, and they haven't defined what qualified American would be, but I imagine it would be someone that they consider underprivileged, $20,000 a year, so that they can have some of the basic things that I feel everyone should work for. Is that a part of the formula of weakening the society, and does that work against the basic tenets of liberty?
Well, I don't want to take on Charles Murray here on this program, that we would have to do a whole show on just universal basic income. But let's put it this way. Let's go back to the entitlement idea. If you believe somebody owes you something, normally you will go talk to them. You'll send them a letter. If they don't respond, you'll have your attorney send them a letter. But let's say the person, you've never met them before, they're just walking down the street in town, and you walk up to them and say, "You owe me." Well, everybody go, "That's absolutely crazy." But an entitlement mentality is like, because it is filtered through the civil government, because you don't see the person face to face, it's like walking up to total strangers and saying, "You owe me." And it just, life doesn't work that way. You have to contribute to be owed. And the idea, I understand Dr. Murray's ideas of why he's promoting a universal basic income. I get the philosophy there. The problem is it doesn't deal very well with the sin nature of man, the greed factor, and that many times people who go to work, the reason they work is because they had a need. And when you rob a person of that need, you rob them of finding out the strength that is within them.
We're on with Dr. Marlene McMillan. You're listening to the C.L. Bryant Show, coast to coast, border to border, over Red State Talk Radio. Download the free Red State Talk app onto your iPhone, or download the free C.L. Bryant Show app onto your iPhone or Android device. We're going to be back on this Constitution Day here in the greatest land, the greatest nation on the face of the planet, the greatest success story the world has ever known. And there's reasons why our nation has become and is that great success story. But I want to offer to you, and Dr. McMillan and I will talk about it when we return, that there are various designs that would want to cripple and weaken the formula and the format, the paradigm, foundation of why America has been great. When I return with Dr. Marlene McMillan in just a few minutes, I want to ask the doctor her take on how is it these words, New World Order, fit in to perhaps the undoing of our great nation. I'm CL. This is the CL Bryant Show, back in just a couple of minutes.
Chevy Land on Urey Drive in Shreveport is proud to showcase the technological advances and innovations now available on every new Chevrolet car and truck. Behind the wheel of a new Chevrolet is to know where you are, where you're going, how long it'll take to get there. Chevy Land, your full-service Chevrolet dealership for more than 50 years.
Red State Talk Radio is now available as a voice command on your Amazon Echo and Echo Dot by simply saying, Alexa, play Red State Talk Radio.
Red State Talk Radio on TuneIn.
Turn to every single American. Now, we've been hearing all these stories about sanctuary cities that...
You can now find us on the Amazon Echo and Echo Dot, on TuneIn, on iHeartRadio, and we also have the phone apps in the App Store for your particular phone. And just in case we activated your Echo Dot, Alexa, stop.
Yoakum Toyota believes in the American way of life, the American free enterprise system, and the exceptionalism of our people who have made America the greatest nation in all of world history. Yoakum Toyota believes that now is the time for all who believe in the American dream to reclaim the values of freedom, personal initiative, and unencumbered economic opportunity. Yoakum Toyota, on Bert Coons in Shreveport.
CL, back with you on this Monday, broadcasting from the jeweled cities of the Arklatex, Shreveport, and Bossier City, 90.7 FM in my hometown, and wherever you might be listening by terrestrial radio throughout the fruited plains of this great nation and throughout the country on Red State Talk Radio. My guest is Dr. Marlene McMillan. Coming up at the top of the hour, after the top of the hour, will be California Ted Hayes. They have passed a sanctuary state bill in the legislature out there, and we'll talk to California Ted about that when we return after the top of the hour. But I'm certainly glad that all of you have joined us for this conversation with Dr. Marlene McMillan. Why LibertyMatters.com? Why LibertyMatters.com? Before we get into the question that I want to pose to you, Dr. McMillan, could you please tell people how they get in touch with you, how they listen in on your webinar?
Okay, every Wednesday night we have a fabulous webinar. People call in from all over the world, and we talk about the things that really matter. And you go to Y, that's W-H-Y, LibertyMatters.com, put your first name and email address in the upper right-hand corner, and then make sure you respond to that, to what it's going to send you, and then you'll get a welcome and all of those things. And it will tell you how to join us.
Join people from around the world. Join people from around the world who are coming into this webinar. My daughter has been on with you, Dr. McMillan, and I'm telling you, she is just on fire. Thank you for all the work that you do. Now, the question that I have, and so many ask me, and even though I do all I can across the nation to answer these types of questions when I speak, but I'd like to hear from your mind, because I really respect your mind. I really and truly do, Doctor. When we hear the words New World Order and then see some of the things that are occurring in our nation and, of course, the world, how does that fit in, if at all, to the deconstruction of our constitutional values that we were founded upon, in your opinion?
Okay, wonderful question. And one of the things that we want to look at are universal principles. And you know it's a principle because it applies all over the world, at all times, to all different cultures. And thinking from principle is a lot of the solution to the problems that are thrown out right now as being unsolvable. So the New World Order comes from a mindset that says civil government is the answer. Centralization is the answer. So every problem, they look to civil government. They start with big government first, then they barely consider or at least look to the individual as the last resort. But liberty starts with the individual, and it solves the problem. First of all, it helps the individual learn to solve as many of their own problems as they can themselves. Then the family, then the community locally, then the little bigger community, like we would call the county, then on to the state, and sees the federal civil government as the last resort. These two world philosophies cannot coexist in total peace. I mean, I bought compatible ideas.
I see. Let me ask you then this. When we think about the type of order that a state like California is establishing for itself, is there then some motive, in your estimation, behind them becoming what we would call a sanctuary, what they are calling themselves, a sanctuary state? How, what in your opinion, is the modus operandi in that?
Okay. The New World Order operates from a premise. In other words, there's no fixed absolute truth. There's no objective reality. There's no universal principles like I just laid out. So they look at a circumstance or a situation, and they judge what's good for that circumstance just based on what the current events are. They don't have a knowledge of history, and they certainly don't want to be bound by any universal principles that might cramp their lifestyle. So it's the idea of the moment. It's whatever makes me feel good now. And so that relativism that has its own language and its own methodology trains people to look to big government as the solution, and to look at the immediate suffering of a few, never looking at what kind of, this may solve the problem temporarily. It just causes five more that are worse, but they never look at that bigger idea. So I always assume people have good motives, but they are ignorant, and you can be brilliant and still be ignorant about something, but they're ignorant about the consequences, or are not really looking at the long-term consequences of their ideas.
Doctor, the reversal of that ignorance, both of us are educators in our own right. And when we look at these ideas that are carrying us very quickly toward the abyss, an edge where we could actually fall off and fall over the edge, is there, I know what you do is incredibly valuable to reversing this trend, but how long, what time frame, in your estimation, do we have? What events may take place that we get to a point where we do not return from the brinksmanship, from the brink, in your estimation? How close are we to the brink?
Well, it's a miracle we haven't already gone over it. And I have to say it's by the grace of God that we haven't, that we still even have the liberties that we have now. Because there's tyrants in the land and in the world who would like to bring us into this new world order that is basically one world socialism, Marxism. It's a one world redistribution of wealth. And of course, in order to pay for that, the productive have to be highly taxed, and all the means of production have to be owned sent by some form of a central collective. So what we're looking at is the individual who understands how to be productive, the individual who will be responsible for themselves, for their own thoughts, their own ideas, and their own consequences, are the only thing that's really standing in the way, besides the grace of God, of having that new world order already full blown. The other part that's standing in the way is that their ideas just don't work. I mean, somebody has to be productive. There is no such thing as a free lunch.
There is no such thing as a free lunch. Dr. McMillan, tell us again about your webinar. Tell us how we can join you on Wednesday nights and what time.
Okay, they're 8 to 9 p.m. I'm sorry, 8 to 9:30 p.m. Central Time. You go to libertymatters.com, put your first name and email in, and you'll get a mailing that will actually tell you what we're doing. You must respond, though. It's a double opt-in, so you have to say, yes, I really do want to communicate with these people, and then you'll get notices that will tell you what we're talking about. But we basically talk about social engineering, political correctness, how liberty, language, and culture. We talk about law, government, history, economics, education. We talk about the things, parenting, things people care about. You might love one topic more than another, but every topic, no matter what the topic of the teaching is, you're going to get principles and you're going to learn a mode of thinking. See, there's a language and method that leads to liberty, and there's a different language and method that leads to bondage and tyranny. And I'm going to teach you how for you to be a torchbearer of liberty so that you can speak and use the methods of liberty. And I'm going to teach you in that process how to identify the language and methodology of bondage and tyranny.
I got to have you back real soon because I do want to spend almost an hour with you on the idea of universal basic income. And folks, when you engage with Dr. McMillan, Dr. Marlene McMillan, Y-W-H-Y, libertymatters.com, when you engage with her, she also does teach you about the words that come out of your mouth. You may not think that that's important, but it really and truly is. Dr. McMillan, I want to thank you for being on with me. God bless you and God keep you. We're going to be in touch with you soon to have you back on because I do definitely want to spend some time with you and the audience talking about universal basic income. We'll talk to you real soon. Thank you so much for being there for me today.
Blessings to all. Thank you.
That's Dr. Marlene McMillan. And folks, I got to tell you, she is one of the premier minds in our country right now. As far as you saying you want to take your nation back, you got to take it back by understanding what your nation is. Are you hearing me? This thing on you have to understand what your nation is. Every slave wants to be free, and they have been freed in many countries around this world. But none of them, when they gained their freedom, had the abilities or the opportunities that freed slaves in America had when they were freed here. Oh, we're going to talk about that a little bit later on in the show. I'm CL California Ted Hayes at the top of the hour. Don't you go anywhere. I'm CL. Be right back.
Red State Talk Radio is now available as a voice command on your Amazon Echo and Echo Dot by simply saying, Alexa, play Red State Talk Radio.
Red State Talk Radio on TuneIn.
Turn to every single American. Now, we've been hearing all these stories about sanctuary cities that...
You can now find us on the Amazon Echo and Echo Dot, on TuneIn, on iHeartRadio, and we also have the phone apps in the App Store for your particular phone. And just in case we activated your Echo Dot, Alexa, stop.
Chevy Land on Urey Drive in Shreveport is proud to showcase the technological advances and innovations now available on every new Chevrolet car and truck. Behind the wheel of a new Chevrolet is to know where you are, where you're going, how long it'll take to get there. Chevy Land, your full-service Chevrolet dealership for more than 50 years.
Broadcasting from the Bayou State and all around the Gulf Coast and streaming nationwide, this is the C.L. Bryant Show. Born on the bayou, going right.
The C.L. Bryant Show is back for hour number two. Stay tuned. Welcome back, everybody, to the C.L. Bryant Show. Thank you so much for staying with us. I tell you, whenever we have people on, well, it just goes by so fast anyway. The first hour just seemed to just zoomed by. And Dr. McMillan said something that we all know. Well, I won't say all of us know that anymore. I won't say that all of us know it anymore. We don't really know that there are no free lunches. There are no free lunches because they are trying so hard to give free lunches in our nation at this point in time. Yeah, it's hard to send the message that there is no free lunch when everything that is happening speaks to the idea that you are owed a free lunch. Yeah. When everything that is speaking to the American people at this point in time tells them that they are owed a free lunch. So, what do you do? What do you do? Well, friends, let me tell you what you do. You have to make certain that you understand how to communicate the idea of work to your young people. That's right. To your young people. And when your brother is sleeping on your couch, when he is sleeping on your couch, you have to be able to draw a line as to when it's time for them to go. How'd they get on your couch to begin with? They got on your couch because you were, benevolent. Yeah. You got on, they're sleeping on the couch from the beginning because you were benevolent. Isn't that right? Yeah. Many times our benevolence goes to places where we never intended for that to go. And there comes a time that once you have allowed your brother, your sister, whoever, it is to sleep on your couch for a period of time, it comes a time where you got to tell them they got to get their own couch, their own place. When we think about California and it becoming a sanctuary state now, there's nobody else to talk to but California Ted Hayes, advocate for the homeless over a long period of time. And I want to invite him now to welcome back to the C.L. Bryant Show. Ted Hayes, how are you doing, man? What's going on?
Hello, C.L. Bryant. I'm glad to be back on your broadcast, talking with y'all from Occupied Los Angeles. So, yeah, thank you, brother. A lot going on.
So Occupied Los Angeles has now turned into Occupied California, not just San Francisco, not just Los Angeles, but now you have legislators who are saying that your whole state's going to be that way. Ted, what is the idea? What's the method behind the madness that the rest of us in this nation are seeing happening out there?
Well, you know, I see this more of a socialist incursion into our country, mixing its philosophical ideas with our own, established by our founding fathers. And this is all a ploy to lead to the dissolution of the nation. What is going on with sanctuary city movements, counties, and states is nothing more than what Charleston, South Carolina did on April 11th, 1861, when they fired on Fort Sumter and seceded from the Union. And, of course, Abraham Lincoln, the then president, whom Donald Trump admires and wants to be like, and if not better, had to, bring out the federal, the military to crush that rebellion in the country. And I'm afraid, but I believe that that's the only way that we're going to stop this invasion is by Donald Trump, the president, who said that he wants to be like Abraham Lincoln. He's got to get some kind of a moral gut here to hurt the nation in order to save the Union.
Is it then, Ted, from what you have said, is this then an act of secession from the Union by California? And is this the first shot, as you're saying, in the new Civil War and the next Civil War in this country?
Actually, it's the Mexican-American War all over again. It looks like we won that battle in 1848, but looks like we're going to lose the war if Mr. Trump doesn't step up to the plate. See, back 35 years ago when I first became a homeless activist and lived on the streets in downtown L.A., I noticed the population of these people, primarily Hispanic Latinos who didn't speak English, and I called them the Border Brothers. In fact, half the population of the Justiceville shantytown that I ran was the Border Brothers. And I believe then, this is before I became enlightened what's going on, I believe then that if I was the president of Mexico or some of those countries, I would have deliberately pushed my people into California and these particular states and get them citizenized or into a position where they can vote and eventually vote and secede to California from the nation simply by the vote. What's the federal government going to do? Send the federal troops out here to put it down? The whole world's watching. That's what I dreamed of that 35 years ago. So this is exactly what they're doing.
And this
should let the American people know. Should let the American people know, black and white, this is no longer an issue. Never was an issue about immigration or illegal immigration. This has been about an invasion, occupation of the United States of America for the dissolution of the Union, infused by the socialist movement of, you know, George Soros and all them cats in the background.
So what then do we do with the children of illegal aliens, the dreamers that are here? This is becoming a very emotional issue, Ted. But I see that California's broke, but yet you've put aside $45 million for the legal defense of those who are here illegally and $20 million for those who are the children of those who were brought here illegally so they can get an education. What's going on with this?
When you got homeless American U.S. citizens, particularly black citizens, right here in Los Angeles, 90% of the men living on the streets in downtown L.A. in that slum are black men, followed by black women and their children. Where's the money for that? You see, it's going to take us going to the President of the United States and demanding that he become Abraham Lincoln. You see, Article 4, Section 4 says this, y'all, the Constitution. The United States shall guarantee to every state in this union a Republican form of government and shall protect each of them against invasion and an application of the legislature or the executive against domestic violence. Also, Article 1, Section 8, Sentence 14, to Congress to provide for the calling forth of the militia to execute the laws of the Union, suppress insurrections, and repel invasions. Listen, see, O'Brien, if you rob the bank and you got to go to jail, your children separated from you, whose fault is it that your children are going to suffer?
That is my fault. It would be my fault. It would be my fault, Ted.
But nevertheless, children will suffer. I say, Mr. Trump, send all those children back to their governments and force their governments to put welfare and take care of these children. They have uncles, they have grandparents, they have cousins, they have people. It's not like they'd be homeless. If the parents need to go with them. Parents need to go, period. See, because they broke the law in the first place. They placed their children in endangerment. They should prosecute it for that retrospectively. And now those children have got to emotionally suffer what these parents did to them. They lied to these children, and they should pay for it.
Wow. You know, Ted, one of the reasons why I really, really like having you on is because you never pull any punches. You just don't do it. And I do respect you for that. When I come back, Ted, I want to talk to you about the third place finish that Black Americans are experiencing in this country right now. Because at this point in time, as you and I are having this conversation in America today, Black folks, the Black community, is experiencing a negative growth rate in this country. And Latinos, and folks, full disclosure, we don't have anything against Latino people, nothing against them whatsoever. We're just talking about the legality of those who are here without passport. Without passport, they're in this country illegally. I'm on with California Ted Hayes. Ted Hayes, who has been a homeless advocate for over 30 years in Los Angeles, will continue with me after our commercial breaks. You're listening to the C.L. Bryant Show, coast to coast, border to border. Download the free Red State Talk Radio app onto your phone or the free C.L. Bryant Show app onto your phone, your Android or iPhone device. And, of course, listen to us daily, 5 p.m. to 8 p.m., 5 p.m. to 7 p.m. Central, 6 to 8 if you're in the East. I am C.L. Bryant. We're going to be back with more of the C.L. Bryant Show with California Ted Hayes when I return.
But it was long ago. Jane, it was lovely. She was the queen of my night. There in the darkness with the radio.
Chevy Land on Uri Drive in Shreveport is proud to showcase the technological advances and innovations now available on every new Chevrolet car and truck. Behind the wheel of a new Chevrolet is to know where you are, where you're going, how long it'll take to get there. Chevyland, your full-service Chevrolet dealership for more than 50 years.
Red State Talk Radio is now available as a voice command on your Amazon Echo and Echo Dot by simply saying, Alexa, play Red State Talk Radio.
Red State Talk Radio on TuneIn.
Turn to every single American. Now, we've been hearing all these stories about sanctuary cities that...
You can now find us on the Amazon Echo and Echo Dot, on TuneIn, on iHeartRadio, and we also have the phone apps in the App Store for your particular phone. And just in case we activated your Echo Dot, Alexa, stop.
Yoakum Toyota believes in the American way of life, the American free enterprise system, and the exceptionalism of our people who have made America the greatest nation in all of world history. Yoakum Toyota believes that now is the time for all who believe in the American dream to reclaim the values of freedom, personal initiative, and unencumbered economic opportunity. Yoakum Toyota, on Burt Coons in Shreveport.
CL, Monday, throughout the fruited plains of the greatest nation on the face of the planet, the greatest success story the world has ever known, and that is America. It's a great day in the USA, and we're only trying to bring some sense to some of the foolishness that we are seeing transpire in the West, especially in California. And on the line with us to talk more about that is California Ted Hayes. Ted, tell folks how to get a hold of you and how to get a hold of your thoughts. Why don't you share that with our audience before we get into our deeper conversation?
I'm going to give you the Capitol Hill National Caucus. It's thechnc.us. thechnc.us. What that is, y'all, it's something we created in 2013 called the Moratorium Proposition. What the Moratorium Proposition simply is this, that before this nation does any more official discussions, plans, programs, policy making with comprehensive immigration reform, this includes DACA, includes anchorism, and includes all the things that the illegal aliens want. Before we do any more, there needs to be a public, bipartisan, deep investigation as to its effect upon black people, past, present, and future. If it affects black folks, that progresses them and the nation, we're for it. But if it hinders black folks, we're against it. Go look at that, because what we need to do is get Mr. Trump to get a hold of this and say, wait a minute, everybody, before we do any more, we have not discussed at all how this DACA and all these immigration reform ideas affect the very people upon whose back the nation of immigrants is built. We must do our due diligence in the sight of God to, first of all, before we go any further, find out how it affects black people. That's why I want you to go to the, thechnc.us.
Find out what's going on in this nation. Become engaged in various ideas that are out there that, in fact, do lend itself to making our nation great again. Ted, a lot of people will say, well, black people are becoming a, neglected voting bloc because, in many cases, black folks don't vote unless it's a black candidate or a black president or somebody like Barack Obama. We're very much engaged in getting involved in things like Black Lives Matter, Hands Up, Don't Shoot, that really don't bring any real credence or substance to the conversation of America. And so let's talk about that for a minute. Are black people, have black folks become discounted in this country? If so, why so, in your opinion, Ted Hayes?
Yeah, yes, we have become discounted in this country. The Democrats have used us since 1964 basically as toilet paper, and now they're throwing us away for the sake of the Hispanic Latino vote. The same thing goes for the Republicans. I talked to two leading Republican people about this in Congress, and what they said to me when I proposed it in the moratorium proposition, what they said to me was, while you are absolutely correct, we dare not put this forward. And I said, why not? He said, because it's controversial. I said, in what way? They said, because it will upset our Hispanic Latinos, and we don't need, and he told me this, we don't need the black vote to win presidential elections. We have not needed the black vote since 1964. We don't need you guys. So why we want to spend time fooling around with you guys and risk the numbers thing? They admitted this to me. So, yeah, we now here's the most dangerous part of this, though, folks. is that with the theft of the 14th Amendment, anchorism and things like DACA, every day, they say anywhere, statistics say about 68,000 Hispanic Latino teens, primarily anchor children, be turned 18 years old every day. La Raza boasts that every year 800,000 become 18 years old, the voting number, and that's why they say that eventually they won't be begging for or demanding amnesty because they'll be able to vote into existence everything they want. Here's the danger. However, if that illicit Hispanic Latino vote outnumbers the legitimate black vote of the 15th Amendment, that will technically make black people politically inconsequential in the country, therefore will set us on the road to outright genocide by La Raza, which is basically an American Nazi party.
Ted, how does that translate then? How does that translate then to the white voter? Because the white voter may be listening now and saying, well, that's just affecting black folks. But we're seeing, evidently, there's white folks in California. There's white folks in Texas, black folks in California, black folks in Texas, Arizona, you name them, any border state you want to name, around the nation. How then does that affect the overall black folk, the overall vote, whether it's black or white, when it comes to the Latino vote?
This is what's going to have to happen. I predict within the next 3 to 10 years, if we do not knock down the presumed citizenship that is anchored, the theft of the 14th Amendment citizenship of these folks, when they outnumber the black vote, that would be technically the end of the republic. Then a lot of bad things will happen. The only way to fix this, there are more white Anglo-English-speaking Americans in this country on the political right and left, along with black folks. You better wake up and take your country back and begin to vote, because you can still outvote these people. But more than that, you need to put pressure on Donald Trump to live up to his responsibility as the guardian of the nation and enforce the law regardless of how he feels in his heart. I feel, too, for the DACA children. I feel sorry for them. I feel sorry for the campesinos and the compañeros who've invested so much time in this country because they've been lied to by La Raza and the socialists. This is why La Raza doesn't want me to speak out publicly in Los Angeles, because they know when the campesinos and the compañeros hear the truth, La Raza is finished.
Ted, when we talk about inner cities that were once Compton and places like that in Los Angeles, you have told me on other occasions, and I'm really sorry that I didn't get a chance to get with you when I was out there just a couple of months ago, man. In fact, I don't think you were in town, but I was out there in California, would have loved to have gone through Compton and other places with you that were once predominantly black, but you have told me that that has changed. How has that changed in Compton?
Because that Los Angeles area is the original and therefore capital of the Sanctuary City County State movement, dating back to Black Mayor Tom Bradley, who started this mess in the first place. Folks have been pouring into South Central LA from foreign countries by the droves. I mean, we have gotten so much now that neighborhoods that once were black neighborhoods, as it were, if a young black man in particular is found walking in that neighborhood, or with a Hispanic Latino girl, he could be beaten up or even killed for that matter. There are places that we remember Jim Crow, we call it Juan Crow now, and we have been demified. We cannot speak up. If you work professionally in this city, in the school system or law enforcement or government, and if you say I question immigration or whatever, you could be fired, demoted, or labeled a racist and therefore can't be promoted. Right now, out of the whole LA Unified School District, less than 15 principals are black men. They are pushing us out of everything from administration to teaching to custodial work. But see, that's not their fault. I do not blame the invaders for what they're doing, the occupiers. I have nothing, as you said earlier, nothing against Hispanics, Asians, Africans, whoever's here illegally. We're not against you. My issue is that our federal government, i.e. the White House, who we black folks are under direct jurisdiction, has not protected us. And the way it's supposed to protect us is to enforce the 14th Amendment as was intended, and they have not done that. And this is why America, those of you who are Anglo, English-speaking white Americans, You know, you're going to have to rise up now. Your country needs you now. And remember something, folks. 740,000 innocent young white boys and men, North and South, Confederate and the Union, died in a civil war over the fate and the state and the fate of black people. Now, Abraham Lincoln told us that we dare not allow these boys' deaths to be in vain by not finishing the work that they started, which means to enforce that 14th Amendment to its full extent.
The next question is very... After Ted, I want to keep you through the break, man. I want to keep you through the break because I want to get your opinion. You've mentioned the president on several, you know, in several phrases that you've used. And I want to ask you when we come back, is the president, in fact, we'll start this conversation now, is the president showing signs of buckling or not enforcing the laws as he said he would when he was elected? I'll give you about 35, 40 seconds on that, Ted, and then we have to go to break. What do you say?
No, the president is buckling, and I understand why he's buckling. He's buckling for the same reason that Abraham Lincoln was struggling. So finally, when God told Abraham Lincoln, you had better sign the Emancipation Proclamation or you will lose this union. And Abraham Lincoln got the moral courage to finish the job, at least, you know, do the part he had to do. And this president, he says he wants to be Abraham Lincoln. Then you, brothers and sisters, black and white, we must force this president to live up to his words or we're going to lose the country.
Ted Hayes is my guest. He's going to return with me after the break. You're listening to the C.L. Bryan Show, coast to coast, border to border, Red State Talk Radio. I am your native son right there from the jeweled cities of the Ark-La-Tex, Shreveport and Bossier City, 90.7 FM. The Promise is where you're hearing this show. We're going to return with more from California Ted Hayes when we come back. And hey, folks, take it back. It's not a dog whistle. It really isn't. It's not a dog whistle for racists or you know, kill black folks or what. Take your country back. You're losing it.
Our hands are lifted high. Our hearts are bowing in reverence.
Chevy Land on Uri Drive in Shreveport is proud to showcase the technological advances and innovations now available on every new Chevrolet car and truck. Behind the wheel of a new Chevrolet is to know where you are, where you're going, how long it'll take to get there. Chevy Land, your full-service Chevrolet dealership for more than 50 years.
Red State Talk Radio is now available as a voice command on your Amazon Echo and Echo Dot by simply saying, Alexa, play Red State Talk Radio.
Red State Talk Radio on TuneIn.
Turn to every single American. Now, we've been hearing all these stories about sanctuary cities that...
You can now find us on the Amazon Echo and Echo Dot, on TuneIn, on iHeartRadio, and we also have the phone apps in the App Store for your particular phone. And just in case we activated your Echo Dot, Alexa, stop.
Yoakum Toyota believes in the American way of life, the American free enterprise system, and the exceptionalism of our people who have made America the greatest nation in all of world history. Yoakum Toyota believes that now is the time for all who believe in the American dream to reclaim the values of freedom, personal initiative, and unencumbered economic opportunity. Yoakum Toyota, on Burt Coons in Shreveport.
You thought I was worth saving, so you came and changed my life. So you cleaned me up inside. You thought I was to die for. So you sacrificed your life.
I am so, so grateful for that sacrifice. C.L. Bryant back with you on this Monday throughout the fruited plains of the greatest nation on the face of the planet, the greatest success story still the world has ever known. But folks, I'm telling you, we're slipping. And Ted Hayes is saying to all white folks out there, you're slipping. You're letting it slip through your fingers. And black folks, you are actually co-conspirators, or you're actually aiding and abetting a bad situation yourself by not participating in the right process that's going on in this country. Ted, some people will say that California is simply exercising its states' rights the same way that the southern states were exercising their states' rights. What do you say to that?
Again, it doesn't matter. The South Carolina and the Confederacy lost, and that's the law. You cannot do that. And I don't know why Mr. Trump is sitting back trying to withhold funding from these cities and states and counties. All he's got to do, according to Section 2 of the Civil Rights Act of 1866, which is the progenitor of the 14th Amendment, Section 2 says that anyone who impedes or violates Section 1, which is black people's citizenship, is to be arrested and tried and if found guilty, punished. I don't know what he's waiting for. Maybe he's waiting for us, we the people, to put this in his face and tell him, Mr. Trump, this is your duty. No matter how you feel, the law has no emotions. It has no emotions. It's the law. And you say you want to be the law and order president. Here's your opportunity, sir. You see, but if we don't say something, if we don't organize ourselves across the country, he's not going to act. He's going to give in to the pressure that the leftists are putting upon him. You know, I don't know who's counseling Mr. Trump that's African-American. I know them from a distance. But frankly, I don't think that they're telling him anything because I haven't heard it from them otherwise. So how can Mr. Trump act if his black advisors don't know what to tell him?
And, you know,
so America, this is.
Ted, when you say that, you actually said something that is very, very important. For the last 8 months now that the president has been president of the United States, there has been a question mark in the air over the White House, the administration, as to who is advising this president. Now, there is something very important that you have brought to the table, and that is this. When folks really got fed up with the past president, Barack Obama, they did not want Hillary Clinton, and they said so. They actually rose up. You're saying that it is now incumbent upon the same people who elected this president to office to hold his feet to the fire because he's trying to wiggle away. Is that what you're telling us?
Absolutely correct. And if y'all remember what got everybody's attention, he loudly said he's going to stop illegal immigration. He's going to build a wall. Why? He said because illegal immigration hurts black citizens more than anybody else. I want to help you guys. What the hell you got to lose? Well, Mr. President, here it is. Section 8, listen to this, y'all. Section 8 of the Civil Rights Act of 1866 says that whenever the president of the United States shall have reason to believe that offenses have been or are likely to be committed against provisions of this act, that is the citizenship of black folks, he is to exercise executive power to put an immediate end to it. That's his job. And so, but see, he is waiting for us, we the people who are ordered to form a more perfect union. He's waiting for us to put this in his face. In fact, right now today, I just finished a letter that I'm going to tweet to him. Say, Mr. President, Section 8 demands that you hear from us because sanctuary cities, sanctuary states, sanctuary counties affect black people mostly because that's where we predominantly dwell in urban centers.
Wow.
You've got to protect us if necessary, according to Section 9, by the U.S. military.
Wow. So, Ted, where do you see this going? Do you see a wall being built? Do you see DACA becoming law? I mean, because all of the indications, you and I, we're raising sand. A lot of people are raising sand about it. Where do you see this going by the end of the year? Look into Ted Hayes's California Ted's crystal ball. The way you're seeing things shake out there in California and the way you're seeing things happen on the other coast in the White House, how are you envisioning this thing shaking out?
I'm envisioning that the people of the United States, black and white, are going to grab a hold of this idea that I put forth called the moratorium proposition. Mr. President, Congress, please stop all discussions, all programs on immigration reform until we can discover its effect upon black people in this country, past, present, and future. Because if it destroys black people, the union itself will be destroyed. If you came to this country legally or illegally, brown black coalition, don't you think, compañeros, that you think that you guys should slow up for a minute and see how this affects us? CL, we're going to ask even the Hispanic Congressional Caucus and the La Raza leaders to join with the Congressional Black Caucus and yourself and others to call upon the president. We need a moratorium before we go any further. We must find out how it's affecting the people upon whose back we stand.
Ted, you're breaking
That's
up.
That's an action we can take.
You're breaking up just a little. You're breaking up just a little bit there on the. Okay, but you're good right now, but you were breaking up on me just a little bit. The next question, how did California, knowing that there is a substantial white population, although a lot of them are leaving California, business in particular is leaving California, how did this become with, how did this legislature hijack the entire state, in your opinion?
Because the Republican leadership in the state don't know what it means to be a Republican. Therefore, they don't have no moral background. They don't understand that 740,000 innocent young white boys gave their lives in the Civil War for the sake of this union, and they don't play off of that at all. Secondly, the African-American leadership out here, they have stood around because they don't understand what it means to be a 14th Amendment citizen in the United States. So subsequently, they got bamboozled into the brown-black coalition against the white man when they failed to realize Hispanic Latinos primarily in this country are white people, considered white, according to their own birth certificates and their own home country's constitution. So we're at fault here. Please don't, as you said earlier, CL, we're not against the Hispanic Latino people or anybody else. We feel for them. We of all people feel for other people, okay? We feel almost more for them than for ourselves. All we're saying here is that our own government and leaders have failed us. Our fight is not with them. Our fight is with our leaders. Home turf. If you have a football team, you're the manager of it, and you don't produce, they're going to fire you, CL.
That's
they're
right.
They're not going to get mad at the other teams for winning.
That's
You're
right.
the ones supposed to make our team win.
That's right. You're absolutely right there, Ted. Ted, one more time, tell the folks how to get in touch with you, what you want them to get involved with as far as this moratorium is concerned.
I want you to go to the THECHNC.US. This has to do with the moratorium proposition calling upon this country to stop all official comprehensive immigration reform discussion until we can determine its effect, past, present, and future, on the people upon whose ancestors' backs this wonderful nation of immigrants is built. That is only courteous, it is only moral, it is only right. And we're doing Lincoln and those boys who died out there in that Civil War over the state and fate of black lives in this country, we're doing them a great honor. Let's not dishonor those boys who died for this matter. Let's defend it, folks. Be true Americans.
Ted Hayes, imploring you to be true Americans. Take it back. Take it back. California, Ted, it is always, always enlightening, always great and stimulating to talk to you. Listen, man, God bless you and God keep you. I know that you are going to continue to fight the good fight because you are fighting the good fight. Talk to you real soon. Hey, man, I'll probably give you a call tomorrow. I got something I want to talk to you about.
Please do, sir. Let's work together to get to the president.
You betcha. Talk to you soon, Ted. Bye now. That's California Ted Hayes, folks. And I got to tell you, if, in fact, you misunderstand where he's coming from, let me tell you. This is not Latino bashing in no shape, form, or fashion. We are talking about the legality of someone being in your home illegally and taking advantage of those who were here legally. And if you think, if you happen to be Caucasian, if you happen to be white, if you think that Ted was just talking about the effects that this is going to have on legal black folks in this country. And keep in mind, Ted said he has nothing against the Africans that's here illegally. He has nothing against anybody that's here illegally as an individual person. But we have a problem with the word being in America illegally. And it goes back to the question, is an illegal alien, let's just forget Latino. Let's just talk about people who are in this country, period, illegally. Are they criminals? The answer to that elementary question, are people in this country illegally, are they criminals? The answer is yes, regardless of how you want to twist it, cut the cake, the answer is yes. Back with more of the C.L. Bryant Show when I return. Don't go anywhere.
Chevy Land on Uri Drive in Shreveport is proud to showcase the technological advances and innovations now available on every new Chevrolet car and truck. Behind the wheel of a new Chevrolet is to know where you are, where you're going, how long it'll take to get there. Chevy Land, your full-service Chevrolet dealership for more than 50 years.
Red State Talk Radio is now available as a voice command on your Amazon Echo and Echo Dot by simply saying, Alexa, play Red State Talk Radio.
Red State Talk Radio on TuneIn.
Turn to every single American. Now, we've been hearing all these stories about sanctuary cities that...
You can now find us on the Amazon Echo and Echo Dot, on TuneIn, on iHeartRadio, and we also have the phone apps in the App Store for your particular phone. And just in case we activated your Echo Dot, Alexa, stop.
Yoakum Toyota believes in the American way of life, the American free enterprise system, and the exceptionalism of our people who have made America the greatest nation in all of world history. Yoakum Toyota believes that now is the time for all who believe in the American dream to reclaim the values of freedom, personal initiative, and unencumbered economic opportunity. Yoakum Toyota, on Burt Coons in Shreveport.
CL, it's an elementary question. It's an elementary question. There is no doubt as far as the answer is concerned. Are illegal aliens in this country who came across the border illegally, are illegal aliens criminals? The answer to that elementary question is yes. There is no gray area. The answer is yes. And seeing how the answer to that question is yes, then you have to ask yourself, do we enforce our laws? Since we are a nation of laws that do have a border that has been violated. And if you answer that we should enforce our laws, then to what extent do we enforce those laws? Do we have enough problems of our own in this country as Americans with our own criminals who are here legally? The answer to that elementary question is yes. But We must deal with our own criminals by our laws. And oftentimes, more times than not, we do deal with our own criminals, American criminals, in this country by our laws. But friends, if you take a good look at what the law that California is now passing, making themselves a sanctuary state, they are in essence saying to the rest of the country, we are seceding from this union. We will not apply the laws of the land here in the state of California when it comes to people who are in this state illegally. The one caveat or the one item in this California law that is being passed, and you need to pay close attention to this, is something that should be very troubling to you. An illegal alien can actually rob you. A citizen of the United States can actually rob you. And if it is less than $1,000, the law that California is putting forth to make themselves a sanctuary city or state says that they will not be turned over or reported to the proper authorities. An illegal alien is able to beat his wife, and it will not be reported to the proper authorities. My friends, this is a big safe space for people who, yes, are indeed criminals. As Ted Hayes says, this is not an emotional argument. This is an argument of law. Of course, we have a soft spot in our hearts for people who were brought here by their parents, no fault of their own. But this is a matter of law. And it is also a matter of economics. California is broke. They are broke. Yet they are putting aside $45 million for the legal defense of people who flunk the test when asked if they are in this country legally. Illegal aliens are criminals. California is putting aside $45 million for their legal defense. Whose money is that anyway? It's the people who could be robbed of $999 and not even have that reported to the proper authorities as far as illegal aliens are concerned. There was one thing, and there is one thing that we must understand. The nation is headed toward civil war. Let's put it all together now. You have the vandalization of property going on in St. Louis by people who call themselves Antifa. You have California declaring itself a sanctuary state by allowing people who are here illegally to remain in a territory now illegally. You have the president of the United States being ridiculed by people at the Emmys because they feel that they are the entertainment industry and they can get away with it. You have NFL football players doing the same thing. You have a bill that is being put forth that is saying that universal basic income for people who qualify, and we need a clarification on what that means. I can tell you what it means. It means people who are considered indigent. We want to give, they want to give them $20,000 a year. Oh, just to bring them to some type of parity. Put it all together, it spells chaos. It spells the unraveling of a once great and thriving society. The majority in this country, you need to step up now and do what all of us know we elected this president to do. Make sure we take the country back.
If you had not a fallen, then I would not have found you. Angel flying too close to the ground. And I patched up your broken wing.
The road to hell is paved with good intention. Are you hearing me? The road to hell is paved with good intention. And the argument that we are hearing is that of an emotional intent to do the right thing. That actually paves further the road to hell. Make it smooth. Make it so that we all can travel down that road by putting forth emotional arguments that do not hold water when they are exposed. They wilt in the light of day. And as Dr. Marlene McMillan said earlier, it won't work because progressive liberal ideas, they never work. Look at the progressive liberal ideas in Cuba. They don't work. Look at the progressive liberal ideas in Russia. They don't work. The same in China. Socialist ideas have never worked. Socialism on paper looks and sounds good because it appears that everybody gets a piece of pie. And it sounds like that should be a great idea, that everybody gets a piece of pie, but it just doesn't work because, as Margaret Thatcher famously said, eventually in giving everybody that piece of pie, you run out of other people's money. And so it's incumbent upon every individual that is able-bodied to create for themselves economy. You have to work. And it was told to us from the very beginning that in our own folly of wanting to plan our humanity for ourselves, that's great. You have the freedom to do that, but the liberty of it is that you have to take responsibility for your actions. And so, in doing that, how are you going to eat? It was told to us in the very beginning, the book, you know it, it's called Genesis. How are you going to eat? By the sweat of your brow. America, that sweat from the American brow, red, yellow, black, and white, is what has made our nation a great nation. We must be determined to get back to what has made our nation great. Well, I want to thank God for bringing us to the close of yet another day, and I want to thank Him for our men and women in uniform around the globe who defend our rights to speak our minds. And until I'm able to talk to you again, I'm CL, and my heartfelt desire is that God will bless and keep you all.
To sea and faraway land, the American soldier understands.